Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really digging into something major. The new IRS form 1099 DA.
That's right. It's meant for reporting digital assets, you know, crypto, stablecoins.
And the goal was pretty ambitious, wasn't it? Closing this huge tax gap, maybe $50 billion, maybe even $1 trillion, according to some estimates.
That was definitely the idea of the mandate.
Yeah.
But when you look closely at the analysis, especially for the 2025 transition year, well, there seem to be some serious issues.
Issues. Like what?
The finding is that the framework, as it stands for 2025, might be, let's say, systemically compromised. Instead of stopping tax evasion, it could actually, maybe inadvertently, create a kind of safe harbor for it.
Okay, a safe harbor for evasion. That sounds counterproductive. Let's unpack that.
Yeah.
You mentioned a specific vulnerability for 2025, the proceeds-only gap.
Exactly. That's the heart of it for the first year. Brokers, so the exchanges mostly, they have to report the total sales amount, the proceeds.
Right.
But, and this is critical, they are specifically told they don't need to report the cost basis.
Meaning what you originally paid for the crypto.
Precisely. Or when you bought it. That information is just missing from the required reporting for 2025.
Okay, wait. So the IRS gets this form, this 1099-DA. It shows, let's say, $50,000 in proceeds, but the cost basis box is empty. What does their automated system do?
Well, the system's default programming kicks in. It assumes zero cost basis. Zero.
So it thinks the entire $50,000 is pure profit.
That's right. Pure taxable gain. So imagine you're a regular taxpayer. You followed the rules. Maybe you sold $50,000 worth, but only actually profited $1,000 because your basis was $49,000.
Yeah.
You're going to get an automated notice, a CP2000 letter, demanding tax on the full 50 grand.
Wow. That's going to cause chaos.
A tidal wave is the prediction.
Yeah.
Just a massive flood of incorrect notices hitting compliant taxpayers. It'll swamp them, and frankly, it'll swamp the IRS too.
Okay, so that administrative nightmare, that noise, it creates cover. But the analysis suggests something maybe even more serious, that this flawed form could be actively weaponized.
Yes, that's where it gets really concerning. It's not just about confusion. It's about potential for large-scale fraud. Think Ponzi schemes.
How does an official IRS form help a Ponzi scheme?
Well, think about it. Someone running a scam, pretending to be a broker, can file an official 1099 DA. They can just make up huge proceeds numbers and send this official-looking form to their victims.
So instead of forging a bank statement like Madoff.
Exactly. Now they can use a legitimate IRS form, basically a government document, as proof that these phantom investments are generating huge gains. It makes the scam look real, much more convincing, a kind of state-sanctioned tool for fraud.
That's deeply troubling. So the reporting mechanism itself is flawed. But even if it worked perfectly, the sources point out huge gaps, right? Legislated blind spots.
Oh, absolutely. The whole system relies on reporting from these centralized brokers, the exchanges.
So anything outside that system?
It's completely off the radar. All peer-to-peer or P2P transactions, not reported. Anything you hold in your own self-custody wallet, okay. Also not reported under this framework.
And I see another point here. The deliberate choice not to require wallet addresses on the form, doesn't that just cut off the IRS's ability to trace things?
It completely severs the forensic trail right away. No wallet address reporting means it's incredibly hard, maybe impossible, to follow the money once it leaves an exchange or if it never hits one.
Mm.
And then there's the bigger legislative picture. You mentioned HJRES 25. That repealed proposed rules that would have applied broker reporting to parts of decentralized finance, or DeFi.
So DeFi gets a pass.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah.
It creates what some are calling a permanent legal safe harbor, a whole parallel financial system operating outside of this reporting framework.
Yeah.
And that's a huge chunk of the digital asset world.
Which really makes you question if this 1099 DA can actually achieve that original goal of closing the tax gap. Okay, before we wrap up, what are the immediate fixes being proposed for this 2025 mess?
The analysis strongly recommends two urgent things. First, suspend those automated CP2000 notices that are based only on the incomplete 2025 forms. Just pause them to avoid the chaos. Second, issue emergency guidance requiring a clear warning label right on the 1099 DA form itself for 2025. Something telling recipients, hey, this data is incomplete, the IRS might be assuming zero basis.
Right. Manage expectations and prevent panic. So thinking about all this, here's something for you, the listener, to consider. The whole point of this form was closing that massive tax gap, right?
That was the mission.
But if lobbying and regulatory decisions have effectively built this permanent legal safe harbor for P2P, for self-custody, for DeFi, arguably the biggest and hardest to trace parts of the crypto economy, Are we actually any closer to closing that gap? Or have we just maybe formalized a way for a huge slice of digital assets to stay untaxed and untraceable? Something to think about.